بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أم لم ينبأ بما في صحف موسى وإبراهيم الذي وفى ألا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى، ألا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى، that none shall bear the burden of others. This is one of the most important human principles that have been embedded in our book, in the Holy Quran. ألا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. None shall bear the burden of others. What are the examples of that? Examples of that: if someone from one family hurts you, he did something to you, do you sanction the whole family? If their son, their daughter, they did something bad to you, and you are unhappy with that person, do you sanction the whole family, his parents, his brothers, his sisters, his cousins? No. Allah taziru wazratun wazra. Don't boycott the whole family because of the misconduct of one member among them. If someone in the community that did something bad to you, in the mosque, in the temple, do you boycott the whole community, the whole mosque? You don't go to the mosque, you don't go to the temple, you don't go to the community because someone said something to me. Someone took my money away from me. I'm not going to go to the mosque anymore. This is not right. Don't punish other people because of the misconduct of one person, of one individual. Allah tazuru waziratun wazra ukhra. Sometimes the example is someone judges the whole country. Huge country has 50 million people, 60 million, 90 million people. He dislikes the whole country, the whole culture, because he had bad experience with one person. Let's say with the taxi driver. He did not have good experience with him, so he judges the whole country as being evil, thieves, bad, wicked. That is not right. In every country, in every community, in every village, you can find the best, the finest people in the world. And on the other hand, you can find people who are not refined. They don't behave good. In every country. There is no country on earth that 100% of the citizens are pure and good. Neither there is a country that 100% of the citizens are terrible and bad. In every society, we have good and bad. In every family, in every household, we have some people who are wonderful and good, some people are not very much so. So we should not judge the entire community, the entire family, because of the misconduct of one. Don't do that. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ. One of the beautiful verses in the Quran. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ. Do not let. Do not let. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ. شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ. The misconduct the injustice of some people in the community, على ألا تعدلوا ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا. If some people did something bad to me, one or two or three or even 10 or 20, I should not stay away from justice because some people today, they did something bad to me. So I'm doing the same to them. Don't do that. Stay where you are. Stay up there. Don't lower yourself. Don't lower yourself to the level of those who do bad. Try to save them and take them up. Raise them to your own level. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ. It's hard. I know it's hard. Because we are emotional. We are emotional. We get emotional. We get drifted away. Driven away from our own principles. We read about these principles. We read the Quran every day. We say to God, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ every day, several times a day. But at the time of anger, at the time of frustration, at the time of hopelessness, we lose these things. When we quarrel with someone, when we have disagreement with someone, we lose our principles. We shouldn't. We should not. We should resist. We should stay where we are. Now we hear that they want to punish some countries because of one person. Because of the leader of that person, of that country, you punish millions of people? Is this justice? Where is justice? You punish the poor, the needy, the starving. They are punishing Yemen, let's say. Yemen, who has 25 million people, are starving because of the Houthis. Whether they are good or bad, we are not discussing that. They are resisting, of course. They are not bad. They are resisting the occupation. They are resisting the aggression. They love their country. They have to defend their country. Is it wrong when you defend your country, your land? Is it wrong? Imagine they said when they established the coalition, when they said, Alhamdulillah, we have mental maturity. Even our kids. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Keep doing that. MashaAllah. When they established the coalition 5 years ago, they said it will take us 2 weeks to knock them down, the Houthis, 2 weeks. Those are guerrillas, militias. We will get rid of them and destroy them in 2 weeks. Now they are 5 years. And nobody can destroy the truth. Because when you defend your land, your own land, you are not an occupier. This is your land, your ancestors' land. Nobody can knock you down. Nobody. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلِ Verily, falsehood, aggression, corruption. آلِ سْعُودِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا They're going to perish. They can't destroy people who are defending their integrity, their freedom, their land, their families. So we should not, my friends, we the citizens, I can't reach out to the kings and sultans. I can't. I have no way of reaching out to them. You know why? Because خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ Their hearts, their ears, their eyes are sealed. Sealed against the truth. Truth does not penetrate their eyes and their hearts. They don't see that. But at least the community. When the community is strong, we are the most powerful. We are victorious. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ May Allah bless you all. One of the blessings of the month of Ramadan, you know what? Very big blessings. My sermons are very short, alhamdulillah. This is bonus you get in the month of Ramadan. My friends, there is a fundraising for the orphans and the hospital, Imam Al-Hujjah Hospital in Karbala, that is serving hundreds of thousands of people. On Sunday, inshallah, here in Irvine Spectrum, Sunday at 7 p.m. iftar. The tickets are with Brother Ali, Ali Muhammadiniya. He's sitting here. If you want to come and help and give during this month, the month of charity, the month of rahmah, mercy, giving, so try to come, inshallah, and help, which is a very worthy cause. Your money would not be wasted. It will go to treat and feed and clothe and shelter those who are the most Indeed, inshallah. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Allahumma taqabbal siyamana wa salatana wa du'aana wa istighfarana wa taqabbal minna warhamna waghfir dhunubana fi hadha ash-shahr al-'azim waj'alna min 'utaqa'ika min an-nar shafi mardana داوي جرحانا يا أرحم الراحمين أصلح أمورنا وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.